AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
UN sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program are lifted.
That's the word from Vienna and the United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency. The AP's Mark Smith reports the Obama administration has formally lifted sanctions against Iran.
At a news conference in Vienna, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini told reporters the UN Watchdog Agency has signed off.
International Atomic Energy Agency has verified that Iran has implemented its nuclear-related commitments.
That means the Iranians have exported enriched uranium, mothballed centrifuges, and disabled a nuclear reactor in ways that officials say will keep Tehran from building a nuclear bomb. The certification means Iran will quickly gain access to some $100 billion in frozen assets and reap additional benefits from oil and trade. Mark Smith, Washington.
From those talks in Vienna also came an announcement of a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Iran. Four Americans are being released, including Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian and Pastor Saeed Abedini. His wife, Magda, can't wait to see him.
I got a call from State Department saying that they had confirmed, Saeed had been in the Swiss embassy inside of Iran, and they were trying to get him out.
The swap involves seven Iranians. Another American is being released. It is unrelated to the prisoner swap. Secretary of State John Kerry says the five were unjustly detained. Today, President Obama signed an emergency declaration to clear the way for federal aid for Flint, Michigan. The city is in the middle of a drinking water crisis. Tap water became contaminated with lead after the city switched from Detroit water system to the Flint River. A woman in Hawaii says she heard two booms loud enough to shake her house on the night two Marine Corps helicopters crashed off Oahu. The search continues for 12 Marines on the helicopters. This is AP Radio News. Volunteers are taking part in service programs this weekend as a way to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
When it's finished, this four-bedroom house in Laurelton, Queens, will be the home for a family of five that would otherwise not be able to afford one, according to Matthew Dunbar of Habitat for Humanity, which organized the Build-A-Thon.
It's wonderful to be doing this on MLK weekend because it's bringing a diverse group of people together for a common cause.
Volunteer Jeff Michelson says Martin Luther King Jr.'s life inspired him to help.
I love doing this kind of work, and it's nice to be able to do it in a context where you're actually helping somebody out.
The family is expected to move in by the spring. Julie Walker, New York.
19-year-old Frederick Walker bought his first ever lottery ticket in Lake Mary, Florida. He used numbers off an unpurchased Powerball ticket, and he won $2 million. One of the three tickets worth $1.6 billion was bought in Florida. He didn't buy it, but the owner or owners of that ticket haven't come forward. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.